Well, I showed it at 10 o'clock, so I will go ahead and call the meeting to order of the TCBU Tax Relief for Pollution Control Property Advisory Committee. And the first order of business, I'll go ahead and check the roll. The only person I know that's not going to be with us is Mike Nancy. He sent me a note that his flight was rescheduled, and it's apparently on top of this. So anyway, I'll go through the roll. Is Charles on? Roland, I heard you.
Here.
Mike Ford. Heard Mike. Lloyd. Adam. Justin.
Present.
Tim. Hugh.
Here.
Bill.
Here.
Greg?
Here.
Cyrus? Okay, I skipped over Mike. We do have a quorum, and if anybody joins late, they'll just let me know, and we'll count them as present. The agenda is not very long, but I'll just go ahead and say that we, as always, we welcome comments from the public. And by the way, if you called in from the public, we don't ask you to identify yourself if you're just listening. But if you speak, we'll ask you to do that for the record. And do we have any general comments before we start?
Good morning. This is Charles Allred.
Hey, Charles.
Hey.
All right. So we just called the roll. And, Charles, so you haven't really missed anything, introductory remarks. So, can we get, we'll go ahead and jump to number two, unless anybody has any introductory comments.
Hey, Bob, this is Elizabeth Fertain with the TCP yes. Tax Relief Program. I just wanted to let everybody on the committee know that Nikki Clark has taken a different position here at the agency, and so she is not supervisor for the program anymore. So in the interim, we have Lindley Anderson, who's our acting team leader.
Okay. Welcome, Lindsay.
Hi, Adam Haynes just called.
Hey, Adam. Thanks for letting us know. All right. We'll go ahead and go to the second item then. If someone from TC2 could give us an update on the planned appointments or reappointments to the committee.
Sure. Hi, this is Elizabeth Fertain again with the TCQ Tax Relief Program. We received a nomination for each position on the committee that has a term expiring at the end of this year. The nominations are currently under review, and we are planning to go to the commissioners to present the nominees and recommendations on December 15th, 2021.
Okay. And I think you implied in that, I just want to confirm, you did get a sufficient number of applicants for each position, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Any questions from anyone? And as Elizabeth, I don't put words in your mouth, but I'll just say in the past it's been typical that we don't know the names of the nominations until TCQ issues their memo or they make that available to the public.
Right, and that's correct. And we plan on making that available on November 23rd.
Okay. All right.
Forgive the interruption. This is Lloyd.
Hey, Lloyd.
All right, good morning, all.
Yeah, good morning. All right, we have a... is Tim or Cyrus on yet? Okay. Those are the only other ones that I thought might join us, so... Okay, we'll go to the item three. So, I wanted to... Well, just other business. Do we have any old business we want to discuss? All right, there's a new business item that I wanted to bring up, and I'll mention, I'll just pass it, and it relates to a triennial review that's required of rules, and I'll just pass that on to whoever at TCEQ is designated to give us an update on this.
Okay, for those who joined, this is Elizabeth Sartain with the TCEQ Tax Relief Program, and I'll be providing the, summary overview for this item. So the commission last met its obligation to complete the triennial review in December 2020. So that means the next review should be complete by December 2023. So how and if y'all as the advisory committee would like to provide any advice related to the triennial review is up to you guys. We would appreciate any advice if you would like to provide it by December 2022. Once we complete the review, we will also do a review of the rules and take into account the committee's advice to make recommendations to the commission. And then it's up to the commission to decide if they can combine the review with other rulemaking projects that might arise for Chapter 17.
Okay. As there is a couple of, or maybe two or three new members only that have been through a triennial review, can you elaborate a little bit of what, and I can generally explain what we've done in the past, but if you can explain what's generally done by the advisory committee.
Okay. Yeah. So, last time, y'all requested some information from us, about, Tier 2 and Tier 3 applications that had received positive use determination. I believe y'all discussed recommendations or possible revisions to the Tier 1 table and also the expedited review list in Chapter 17. So the review lasted about three advisory committee meetings, and then it ended up with you guys submitting a letter that contained advice that we incorporate, you actually provided two sets of advice. One was to add 11 items to the Tier 1 table with no change to the expedited review list, and then the second round of advice specifically addressed heat recovery speed generators and adding those to the Tier 1 table, and also no change to the expedited review list. And so we took both pieces of advice and presented a proposed rulemaking to the commissioners, and that's the rulemaking that was completed in December 2020.
Okay. Good summary, good overview. So it typically is, and I've observed it takes about 9 months or maybe a little longer to get into the, or at least TCEQ staff prefers that, to work it through the executive director, your process, in other words, takes 9 months or so. So that's why you'd like to have it by the end of December. That's your preferred timeline. So with that as a background, I'll just suggest, especially since we don't have any major items on our agenda, and not that I'm necessarily looking for anything to do for our committee, but I'm okay with starting us talking about it in December in our next meeting, and I'll just open that up and for the committee if anybody has any preferences or I certainly don't want any. And by the way, in December, TCEQ staff, of course, it depends on how COVID goes and their policies around that, but anticipate that we can have an in-person meeting in December, and this will be an issue that I think is probably more productive if we meet in person. So any comments on what I just said about us starting the review in December? No opinions?
I got good time. Hey, Bob. This is Adam.
Okay. All right.
Bob, you've been our leader for years. This is Lloyd. I'm with you.
All right. I got to tell you, my other motivation is I realize that people's work schedules are, they have different peaks and valleys, and for those in the tax world, the property tax world, the first half of the year is usually pretty busy. So I wouldn't want, it's easy for other priorities to get in front of this, is my concern. So, and those that are in the legislative world, which you got an interim coming up next year, it might be get more busy. But anyway, it just seems like it might serve us better if we start in December. So, yeah, appreciate that support. Any other comments? Okay. Well, we will. I'll coordinate with TCU staff. I don't know if we necessarily need to have lists or anything to review before the meeting. It might be useful. I'm just kind of giving TCU staff a little a heads up that if for example, you want to work on Tier 2 applications that have been approved or common items that have been approved like we did last time, that might be an item. And anything else that you think that's within the purview of our committee. So
we can pull some information together for you. Did you have a time frame in mind for the Tier 2 application?
Well, I guess within the last 3 years, or when was it last time? Because I noticed the last time we submitted a letter was December of 2018. So we're right after 3 years for that letter. Okay. So, I guess since the last review, that's my opinion anyway. If anybody else has any...
Can you repeat that, Bob? I missed it.
I probably rambled. I apologize. The time frame, I was thinking since the last time that TCU staff provided that to us, and that might not have been you. That could have been Ron, that letter, or someone else. I can look back at my records. But anyway, the last 3 years or so.
Okay. Sounds good.
Any other comments or preferences from any members?
That seems the right time for me to make. Go back to the last review and review to now. So I'm on board.
Okay. Yeah, I apologize, especially for the new members that haven't been through this review process. If you have any comments, feel free to speak up either now or later, or even call me if you have concerns. I'm okay with that too.
Bob, this is Elizabeth again. I just want to clarify. You would like the Tier 2 applications by the next advisory committee meeting in December. And actually, I think it's November 12th.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Is that correct?
Well, I should check that. Well, you probably have it.
November 12th. I just want to make sure we get it when you want it.
Okay. Yes, thank you. If just a few days before, just to give us a little time to review it, if for those who want to review that.
Okay.
So I'm showing November 12th also. Any other comments, questions, concerns? Anybody from the public that happens to be on the line that wants to bring anything to our attention? And by the way, that's another thing that's been in the back of my mind since we've been on phone calls for over a year and a half. I prefer to at least occasionally make herself available to the public to meet with us face-to-face. And so that, to me, that's another reason to possibly meet in person. All right. No other comments. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
This is Lloyd. So moved. Y'all all please accept my prayers and best wishes for your continued well-being. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Lloyd.
All the way around on that one.
Yeah. All right. All right, people are already dropping off. We have a motion. Do we, I don't know if we necessarily need a second. Do we have a second to adjourn?
I'll second it.
Okay. All right. We have a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. All right. We are adjourned until next time. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thank you.
You adjourned?